Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
In Oklahoma, there are those who drive pickups and those who understand that it's good to know someone who does. It's not some sort of status thing. We just all work hard at what we do and come together when we need to. Now that's what you call a good policy. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
We had heard Wednesday evening, that the Trump administration-to-be had finally settled on their final cabinet selection of Sonny Perdue to be Secretary of Agriculture, just ahead of Inauguration Day. Yesterday, officially, the word came from Donald Trump that he was picking Sonny Perdue, the former governor of Georgia, 70 years old, to be his Secretary of Agriculture. Agriculture groups have been cheering since Wednesday afternoon evening about that naming of Sonny Perdue to be USDA chief. Longtime lobbyist for the National Corn Growers Association and now executive vice president for NCGA, John Doggett, says that he believes that Sonny Perdue is a great choice and this bodes well for all of agriculture.
We're excited that Mr. Perdue has been nominated to take this position. We look forward to working with him. He has a background in agriculture, and we're looking forward to doing a lot of different things and working together to further the cause of American agriculture.
John Doggett believes that with Perdue's agricultural background, he will understand issues that farmers are facing now. Doggett says he looks forward to discussing those issues with the new Secretary of Agriculture.
The thing we hear over and over and over again from our membership is, let's expand the opportunity to sell our products overseas. Trade is important to all of agriculture. It's particularly important to the corn industry. We need to move a lot of corn, and we need to move it off out of the United States because most of our customers exist outside the United States, and we really need an opportunity to expand those markets.
And John Doggett says that he believes that Sonny Perdue has the capability of using the bully pulpit of Ag Secretary very well and being an advocate for U.S. agriculture.
There's been some discussion about a Southerner being at the helm of USDA. We're a lot more interested in how well the Secretary listens and how well the Secretary advocates for agriculture and explains agriculture to the rest of the nation. That's something that Tom Vilsack did very, very well and other secretaries before him. We have no reason to doubt that Mr. Perdue wouldn't be every bit as good at that, and we look forward to help him be a great success.
Executive Vice President of the Corn Growers, John Doggett, singing the praises of new U.S. Secretary of Agriculture-to-be, Sonny Perdue. While the outgoing administration has put in place a last-minute organic animal welfare rule on agriculture, Congress seems poised to block the new regulation. Bipartisan leadership from both the House and the Senate Ag Committees have condemned the rule following its announcement by USDA. The Ag Department claims that the new standard will allow producers to compete on a level playing field. However, Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts says the cost of the rule may put some folks out of business. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.